'Twas the show before Christmas with dumb money near. Dave, Chris, and Jordan full of holiday cheer. Stocks picked with care for gains to unfold with hopes that shopping trends turn to holiday gold. Dumb money podcasters with wisdom to share, analyzing trends with their unique flair, guiding their choices, giving stocks their best chance, were TikTok and Instagram a digital dance. When out on the market there arose such a clatter, they sprang to Discord to see what really does matter. Away to their screens like a flash they all flew to catch the next trend. Oh, the profits they knew. Now Apple, now Tesla, and Celsius too, on Crocs, on VF Corp, make our gains true. To the top of the market with trends so sunny, now dash away, dash away, dash for dumb money. As they start the live broadcast with joy in their eyes, they knew investing wisdom was the true prize. May your stocks be merry, may your gains be bright. Happy holidays to all, and to all a good night.
This is Dumb Money Live.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hills, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey there, Dave here, along with Chris and Jordan. We are Dumb Money. Welcome to Dumb Money Live. This probably is our last show before the new year. Definitely our last show before Christmas, unless you guys are free to do a best trades of 2023 recap sometime next week. We might do that. Subscribe. We are quickly running out of time for hitting that 100,000 subscribers mark by the end of the year. We only need a little over 1,300 people to hit the subscribe button, which, by the way, it's free. It's easy. And it's the only way you can be a part of the official Dumb Money OG Club. If you get in before 100K. So if you're watching this and we still happen to be on 100K, this is your last chance. Hit subscribe and hit the like button while you're at it. Chris Jordan, in case you couldn't tell from the ChatGPT intro this morning, today we're talking about the biggest year-end trends, the biggest holiday gift trends, the things that have gone viral, and the products that might have some big upside surprise for companies' stocks. So I think we have some big trades here. Some stocks that have room to go. Even the Santa Claus rally after the last month or so, we might still have a little bit of room. So
I love holiday season trades, because this is the quarter, this is the month when the season can make or break a company for the entire year, right? Like, this is just so important for consumer stocks. And as a social arb investor, there's a lot at stake in getting this right. So this, I want to consider this the first show of the season, because where it gets really important are those kind of first 2 to 3 weeks of January, when more data is out for us to analyze, and we could really start to assess who the winners and losers are of the holiday season. But let's just talk about a few things, just a few trends that are going on, because really this is the season when the trends that have been building all year come to fruition, right? Yeah, one way or the other. Okay, so I don't know if we talked about this trend or not formally on the channel, but it's the workwear as a trendy thing. Like, you're not a worker really, but you're wearing Dickies, and you're wearing now, like, the new big thing are these Carhartt vests, right? And I have that. My thesis is that it all started when there were those. Do you remember? Did this ever hit you on the TikTok algo? The chopping block these LeBaire model dudes who would wear suspenders and like a tight shirt or no shirt and then just chop wood in the far. I know
I'm gonna say that your TikTok algorithm must be a little bit different than mine, and I can't quite place my finger on it.
I'm actively searching for anything that's trending, right?
So my algorithm didn't show any of that. And just for the viewers at home who have not heard of LeBaire Models, that is a local male strip club that most people probably wouldn't be familiar with. I'm kind of surprised that you are so intimately familiar, and that your algorithm has fed that kind of content to you.
Maybe it picked up on your cell phone location.
Probably. That's what it did.
So, the Chippendale, whatever. You basically have these model looking dudes that are chopping like a log in the forest, and they're getting tens of millions of views. And they're kind of wearing that kind of Carhartt look. And that's been going on all year.
No, and for sure. My algorithm showed me a little bit of the wood chopping. I think Peter McKinnon, the photography YouTuber, did a kind of ASMR, like in the woods kind of thing. And after I watched that, then I started getting a bunch of other ASMR quiet kind of like just middle of nowhere camping kind of videos, which they're very relaxing, by the way.
That's like
the crispy, you know, the crackling fireplace.
So here's the thing. So both those brands I just mentioned, Dickies and Carhartt, ironically are owned by the same company, VF Corp.
They made it into the intro rhyme.
I wouldn't say that the data that I'm seeing on either of those companies, I mean, it's strong. It's interesting. In fact, if you pull up just a Google search trends on Carhartt, it's like, it's insane how strong. Look at that. I mean, look at that lift this season. It obviously.
So you sent me this screenshot and you misspelled Carhartt. You put two R's instead of two T's. But this is a trend for the misspelling of Carhartt. But the real one is actually pretty similar. Let me pull that.
It shows you a lot of people are misspelling it, right?
The real one, but you can tell that it is kind of at a high here, other than this kind of anomaly where they did an algo change. It's definitely bigger than it was last year and pre-algo, still above that 75% line. But I think that this is one of those trends that has hit a new high.
Here's the thing, both these companies fall under the VF Corp banner, but what's fascinating is we traded VF Corp quite a bit the last 7-8 years. It is at, I mean, that stock has gotten destroyed primarily because Vans, which is one of their largest segments, they own North Face and Vans and a few other of these brands, but Vans is just doing terrible.
Terrible. I think they've got some debt problems. I've heard, and I don't remember who said this, but there was a possibility they might have to sell some of their brands just based on their corporate structure, debt structures. And the company's had a couple of dividend cuts for the last few quarters. So it's kind of a broken stock right now. Now, and also, by the way, if you notice, the stock was down 4% yesterday, gained it all back today so far. But that was due to a cyber attack, and they couldn't deliver holiday orders. So that might play into your
thesis a little bit. That was a big news story the last couple of days.
Yeah.
So it's not an easy trade, right? I'm not long. But it's something that I wanted to call out because I think it's something that we need to watch, because two other brands seem to have a tailwind now with this social trend towards workwear that's continuing to heat up, and they're going through a turnaround. If the stock kind of falls back some, it's interesting. It's something that we should be aware of. It's a real trend that's happening, and I think the holiday season is going to produce quite a few gifts in that area. So I think they will have strong quarters for at least two of their smaller brands. Now, is it enough? to kind of, you know, make a real difference or move the needle when you still have Vans in the dumps. I don't know. That's why it's just not so clean. But Dave, do you have that? Did we already show the video? This is great.
We haven't shown it. We watched it right before we went on. And this is a video. This is what TikTok, I don't know, what do you call this? TikTok moms or something are saying about Carhartt. Let's just welcome in our guest today, a TikToker who really is into Carhartt men.
What I want is a man in a Carhartt vest. Ooh, I don't know what it is. I don't know what you want to call it, but you take an average Joe Schmo, stick him in a Carhartt vest, boom, I'm submissive and breedable. Look at this man in the ad for Carhartt vests. This man makes me want to ovulate. He looks like he's going to go chop wood, and then he's going to go have a tea party with our daughter. This man looks like he can crack a crisp one with the boys, but he can appreciate a good glass of wine, and he has a Labrador Retriever, and he knows how to cook, and he smells like pine cones and lust. I can't even see this man's face, and I don't need to. Smash. Look at this. Oh, what's in here? What's in my Carhartt vest? Just a man who can find my clit. Look at this.
How is she not the spokesperson for Carhartt, or is she the spokesperson?
She might be. I don't know if that was a sponsored post or if that was legit excitement.
I don't know, but I'm going to go out. I might buy one today.
Quick survey: do either of you own anything from Carhartt?
I do not. Although I do think it's a great brand. I know people personally that do have Carhartt jackets, but it's not my style.
I was out at a kind of bar rooftop, you know, fancy place that had like $25 cocktails, and there was a dude wearing a Carhartt pants and a floral jacket, and I was like, why can't I dress more like that? I can't get away with that.
Here's the thing about Carhartt jackets and vests: they're really stiff, right? And so it's like something that you have to commit to. Because you've got to break it in to be comfortable. I mean, they are workwear for sure.
I'm going to think about buying one after watching that video.
After that video and the others, I mean, yes, it somehow would elevate our look.
Okay, but
looking woodsy and pine coney.
Let's talk about another really big trend that's happening right now in. This is what I would consider like a cool kid trend that's starting to propagate out to mainstream via social media channels. So you guys remember the show Succession? Have you watched? It's like one of our favorite shows in our house.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it. One of the big things to come out of Succession was this fashion trend called quiet luxury, right? Like the black hats that cost like $500 that have no logo, like,
and right like around the finale of Succession, the quiet luxury movement was huge on TikTok.
Yeah,
and in fact, I can tell you firsthand that pretty much everything Megan has bought since Succession ended looks like quiet luxury. I feel like it's quiet luxury kind of merged with that, loungewear and yoga pants, everything. Like all of these Aloe, which is a private company owned by the same company that has Bella Canvas, and they're like a $10 billion. There's private equity that's trying to raise money at like a $10 billion valuation right now. But that brand is all I see now.
Yeah,
but that's just in my household.
The quiet luxury thing is interesting. I think it means two things. I think one, the past 5 years, a lot of big brands, luxury brands, the Gucci's the world, right? They have really made a killing going downstream, selling big logo merchandise to the masses to try to be part of that luxury aura, right? And they've been successful at it. They've had lines out the door. People yep. that customarily don't buy that stuff have been buying that stuff for the first time in their lives, and they want to flash the logo, right? In fact, they design some of the larger logo stuff specifically for the down market demographic, because they know they
want which is kind of the opposite of quiet luxury. That's like loud luxury.
No, no, but Dave, that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
If this trend continues, it could be super destructive for those brands, right? Super destructive for those big companies. So that's a potential short play that I'm watching closely, okay? I haven't put it on yet, but it's something that I'm watching. So Kering is a parent company to like half of the global luxury brands. I think they would get hurt really bad. You know, Louis Vuitton, LVMH, they're obviously a big player in that world. And if this quiet luxury really starts to move any further, that will be disruptive and a big negative, I think, because it will become embarrassing at that point to kind of wear, you know, flaunt that logo luxury brand aesthetic.
Yeah.
Now, which, who would benefit?
Here's another TikTok that kind of speaks to that.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Add a little bit of spice.
So, all right. So this is great. This is a conversation people are having in our Discord right now. So dumbmoney.tv/Discord. I cannot recall the community member that started this conversation or that's leading it. I apologize to him. But the thesis that he had that people are discussing is that Ralph Lauren is the beneficiary right now of quiet luxury going into this holiday season. Now, I can't say for sure that I've really seen it strongly in the data yet, but it's something that I am keeping an eye on because it does make a lot of sense, right? The web traffic seems okay. I have other data sources that are looking okay, but I have more work to do on this. And you'll see, is that the stock chart right there?
So that's the 1 year stock chart on Ralph Lauren.
Yeah, they certainly
42% on the year. And most of those gains happened since this Santa Claus rally started in late October.
Yeah, and if you look at Google Trends for Ralph Lauren, they are hitting for sure 5-year high. In fact, they're up about 15 to 16% year over year for November, and December's looking pretty darn good as well. That's in the US. The global chart, dude, on Ralph Lauren on Google Trends is interesting. Now, I want to say this. They had a boost this year from Wimbledon. Remember that, right? So Ralph Lauren got a boost from Wimbledon, but look at the global 5-year chart on Ralph Lauren during this holiday season. That is really, really strong. A full breakout over the past 5 years. So something I encourage everybody to do. Oh, here we go. Put that on
5 years.
5 year.
And okay, so first this is US.
US, yeah.
At a high, and then worldwide at a major high.
Boom. Boom. Right there, dude. That is really strong from a search perspective. So, you know, is the market already aware of it? Can't say yes or no. I wish we didn't have this Santa Claus rally helping all these stocks because it would make this trade easier.
Oh, I'm just fine with it. It's really helped out my portfolio.
It's the type of thing where prior to earnings, we'll take a closer look and we'll probably do another show on some of these consumer stocks as we get closer to the actual earnings season. And we have a bit more data to share. But man, I'll tell you, quiet luxury is no joke. That is a trend that's building. It's not just on the coast, like because of TikTok.
No, I think that's a trend that's kind of here to stay.
But you have people in Iowa talking about quiet luxury because it's on their TikTok stream, right? Like, it's weird how quickly things move in 2023, 24 because of social media and because of the way the algo on TikTok works as opposed to like Instagram 5 years ago. These things could really spread rapidly. These trends move quickly. As social arb investors, you really have to pay attention because in an instant, consumer behavioral trends can change. That's one I'm super interested on. There's one other I want to mention here, guys. Actually, two others I want to mention. We've been talking about UGG forever, right? We've been talking about Hoka forever. DEC has been a big conversation topic here on Dumb Money all year round. Now, here's what's fascinating. Hoka, we know Hoka's hot. But Hoka, and look at that chart. Dude, ever since their last earnings, DEC has just been on an absolute tear. So you have to be careful trading it here. But Hoka released a mule. Do you know what a mule is? Like a mule shoe. And it just might be the hottest shoe out there right now. It's the Hoka. It's not called a mule. So I'm gonna go to Hoka. It's called the Aura Flip. The Hoka, if you go to Hoka's website and you just type in the word Aura, O-R-A, you're going to see this. No, the Aura Primo. Excuse me, it's the Aura Primo. This thing is wild. The Hoka ORA Primo. You cannot buy this shoe. It has sold out in size 4.5 to size 13.5. In fact, I got on the wait list just for research purposes, and it won't even allow me to get on the wait list for size 12 and 12.5. So even the weight, it is so insane. And they have this green color. There it is.
Yeah. I can't get their website to load for whatever reason, but this is what you're talking about.
You know what? I love how they, in their caption there, say it all. Just when you thought Hoka slip-ons had peaked. No, dude, this thing is fire. Fire.
Might be the ugliest shoe I've ever seen.
Dude, Jordan, I'm going to tell you something right now, man. That Hoka shoe is the coolest shoe in the world right now. If you can get a pair of those and flaunt them, there is nothing cooler than the Hoka Aura Primo. And the mere fact that Hoka was able to design a shoe like this blows my mind and psychs me up to buy more DEC, right? I love this stock. The fact that they could pull this off. Now,
this is like putting your foot in an avocado or something.
But they only
have almost looks like an UGG. And I can't tell what these laces even are. Is it some kind of like...
Do they have different colorways, Chris?
Not yet. Dude, this shoe just came out. That's what I'm trying to say. The shoe just came out. They're going to likely be making a lot more in terms of colorway, right? But this isn't even the biggest story right now for Decker. the biggest story. So Hoka is now going to become a fashionable shoe. Like, Hoka does what Hoka does, right? It's their high, you know, their high running shoes. Like, that's what they're known for. They're the, like, the hottest running shoe out there in the world right now, them and On Running. But the fact that they're going to start making stylish shoes was just came out of nowhere, man. This could be a
stylish big, with an asterisk.
Big.
I actually think these look pretty cool. I would wear these. I think they would go well with jeans. They would go well with khaki cool, color. Dude. They would go.
They're the opposite of what I look for in footwear. I like sleek, which is why I love the Toms so much. This looks bulky and like clunky, dude. And I'm not into that.
Bulky's it right now, man. I hate to tell you, bulky is it.
I just think feet and bulky are never a good combo.
But are you ready for this? I'm going to reveal something that I know not a single investor in the world knows, okay? There's not one analyst on Wall Street that is talking about this. In fact, I don't even think what I'm about to say
has it looks really like these come hit. In black, too, by the way, just so you know.
They do come in black. I like the green better. But not even the fashion press is really talking about what I'm going to say. So you guys know how hot Uggs have been the last 2 years. And what has been the theme of Uggs? They've been going shorter and shorter and shorter, right? So, like, you know, the Uggs that are like, you know, the traditional Uggs used to come all the way up your leg. Now these Uggs are getting shorter and shorter the last few years. That's all where all the hype is. That's where all the sales have been. Well, I saw just in the past few weeks some fashion influencers discussing that behind the scenes, there is a bit of like an uprising, and they're about to bring back the traditional high UGG, the UGG that's been hot for 20 years, that's kind of fallen out of favor the last few years. They're now doing this counter programming thing, and we're starting to see some bleeding edge fashion influencers discussing in their circles that the next big thing, 2024, is going to be the full high traditional UGG. So they're going to reverse out of the short UGG back to the full UGG. That is big, big news for UGG if it actually plays out. So that's something that we need to keep an eye on this winter season, because it's something that we'll start to see in January, okay? January and February, if we start seeing the Kylie Jenners wearing their big, big Uggs and then it just catches fire. Guys, that is a core product for UGG that I was a little worried about. In fact, like, I was like, hey, when this short UGG thing kind of runs its course, will the big UGG ever come back? And then this happened because this is the meat and potatoes of that brand. This is a high margin product that if it happens, it's amazing how UGG has just continued to last like this. So even though
Decker stock chart just can't do better than that.
Well, but the reason for that, Dave, is the short UGG. Right. Like, that's what it is. We've talked about this for the past 6 months. This is why we went all in on Decker, what, 6 months ago? When we were talking about it on the show, 5-6 months ago, the last two earnings cycles. And it's, you know, this last earnings was probably one of my biggest trades of 2023. So, but it looks like they're reinventing themselves again somehow. Both brands, Hoka and UGG, are both now have a potential tailwind going into 2024. So even though the stock is up, it's something I'm paying attention to. And I think it could be maybe the biggest winner of the holiday season, quite honestly. I have a little extra time.
So we've had a couple of people bring up something that I've seen that's a huge trend, which is the Stanley Cup water bottle. Unfortunately, there's no way to invest because it's a private company.
Wait, what is this, Jordan?
The Stanley Cup. You've seen the Stanley Cup.
I mean, that's a trend that's been building for three years, right?
Like, it's huge, right? It's huge. It's been growing. I've seen it this year go from an adult, like, you know, kind of mom thing to I've seen men carrying them. I'm now seeing kids carry them at our kids' dance practice. I see kids just like walking in and out with these $30, $40 water bottles, but you can't invest in them. So
no, that is maybe the hottest middle school thing ever right now, Jordan.
Yeah.
Are those Stanley mugs. And, you know, our buddy Patrick, who flips products on Amazon, that's like his core flipping product. He's been doing it for 2 years and he sells thousands and thousands of them, right? Especially in the holiday season. Stanley's about as big as it gets. There is no way to trade it, unfortunately. A lot of people look at Yeti as like a complementary trade. And, you know, if you pull a stock chart on, if you pull a Google Trends chart on Yeti, like it is definitely higher this season than last year because that trend is just still on fire.
And yes, Yeti, we've got a comment. Wouldn't the stock be SWK? No, it's not. It's a different Stanley. It's not. They're not owned by Stanley Black & Decker. It's a different. It's. I think it's. Is it a British company or something? But it's a private company.
Yeah, Stanley is the trend that just won't die and somehow continues to get bigger. It's, if Stanley were a public company, we would have been all in on Stanley probably 2 years ago when this trend really started to accelerate. And it would have been, it just might have been the biggest stock of 2022 and 2023. I wish it was a public company, but it's not, unfortunately. But on that note, Jordan, kind of similar. If you were a middle school girl and you were in a white elephant gift exchange, which I can say I have witnessed very recently this last week, the most common gifts that were given were like gift baskets of, yes, you would have like Stanley Cup type things in there sometimes, but then you would have just a bunch of candy and caffeinated drinks. Like, again, the caffeine movement is so big. My daughter did one of these gift baskets and she actually, without any prodding from me, I'd never talked to her about Celsius. She said, I need to get some Celsius to put in the gift basket, which is made me so happy. Kind of. I didn't like that girls that age were drinking Celsius, quite honestly. But
yeah, what is the age that you can like safely consume caffeine? I don't even know.
So I mean, you could safely consume it, I think, as a kid. Just how much of it is the big question. And is it, I mean, safe is a relative word, right? Like what's safe to one person, it's, I don't think kids should be ingesting caffeine personally. When they're early teens, I don't think they should, but they are. Like, can't stop it. It's happening. Like Starbucks. Like in the gift basket she got, there was like a blanket and like a 6-pack of Starbucks bottled, like, I don't know, cold caffeinated drinks. But it brings me back to Celsius. It still is it's a top 2 or 3 position for me, Celsius. And while you ordinarily wouldn't really think about Celsius as being a holiday product trade, I'm going to talk about it because it's become that big. Caffeine has become so big that it is part of gift baskets that kids are giving each other. And I saw it firsthand. And I just think it exemplifies how strong the caffeine trend is. I think the caffeine trend will continue to build in 2024. We saw the new McDonald's concept. What's it called, Dave?
Cosmix,
which is basically built around caffeine. The entire concept is built around energy drinks and coffee drinks. So that will continue to be, I think, a big part of our social arb theme going into 24 is caffeine, man, and energy.
Hey, can we just go back to Stanley? Because I saw the funniest meme and I just found it again and I had to share it.
And always makes fun of the huge cup she carries around all day. So when she came home, he had one of his own now. And her reaction seeing it is hilarious.
Have you seen that? He made a giant mug that's the size of like a... it's like the size of a... one of those Home Depot buckets or something.
Do you know what, Jordan? I just pulled a I just pulled the G trend on Stanley. I can barely. Is it done like a Stanley mug though?
No, it looks like a couple of trash cans, maybe kind of stacked together.
The G trends on Stanley Cup are so ridiculous because it pops every June, but it's popping right now in November.
How's it better than Yeti? I mean, all these brand, like, and all the knockoffs. Why is everyone all of a sudden excited about Stanley again?
I think so. The thing with Stanley, I think it's got a better lid situation, right? And they've got multiple different cups. It looks, I think it looks a little bit more polished. It looks a little bit more professional than the Yeti does.
It's got a handle,
but I think there are Yetis with handles too.
Probably.
No, Dave, it's been the trendy one. It's been the trendy one forever. And it's, I just saw something today called Grandpa Cheese. I think it's very old school. Person, I think it's an old school look.
I don't get it.
But did you know that Grandpa Chic is in? It says step aside, coastal grandmother, because Grandpa Chic is coming to town. Etsy reports. That was a report that came out of Etsy. So what is old is in style again in terms of just aesthetic. Also, speaking of the holiday season. A big trend right now is the gingerbread girl. It says, remember the tomato girl summer? Think of gingerbread girl as the winter rebrand of last season's It Girl aesthetic. So I don't know what apparel retailers would benefit from the gingerbread girl look, but...
Well, hold on. I've never heard of this term.
You've never heard of gingerbread girl? What rock you living under, Jordan?
Dave, do you know about this?
I mean, I just learned about it 2 minutes ago, but I'm all aboard the gingerbread aesthetic.
But what does it look like? Like, what are you wearing, like, brown?
Just Google like, gingerbread.
Gumdrop buttons. Gumdrop.
No, dude, it's Red Hots. The actual gingerbread men have it's Red Hots.
No, gingerbread girl is an aesthetic, okay, that's really big right now, evidently. There is something else I wanted to discuss that is super hot. Did you guys know?
I just Googled gingerbread girl aesthetic. Let's do an image search and see what
your trail even is.
I mean, if you want to wear a gingerbread costume, that's one way to do it.
But that's
no, it's an aesthetic, dude. I just sent you the pic, Dave. I just sent you the pic. You and Jordan. Yeah, no, that's
you
not
sent
it.
Me, you sent me this pic.
No, I just sent.
You sent me this one.
Which?
Like, that's the one I see in my text. Like, I don't... Yes. Same one.
So, you know, perhaps there are some retailers that would benefit from that. No, but there is something that is real and very big right now. And it's candy core, okay? And specifically, I've read and then I've checked that also Nerds is like a super hot candy and has come back, and their sales of Nerds are up like 4x. The problem it's owned by a private. I already checked into it. Owned by a private company. There's no way to trade Nerds, but how random is that? But yeah, candy core. If we want to cover all the trends right now. Let's see. Oh, another thing that's I think it's kind of interesting, and I'm not going to invest in Five Below on this because the Five Below has just exploded so high. I don't know what's factored in and what's not factored into that stock. But they're micro toys, right? So micro toys are a big trend. You remember the LOL surprise girls that were really big? So there's just so many micro toys now, small toys. And the reason for that is social media. So TikTok Shop and just generally a lot of people promoting these kind of cheap little fidgety type of toys this season. They become really popular because they're one, they're affordable, two, they're fun, they're very easy, they're high margin for people to kind of promote and sell on TikTok shop. So that's kind of another thing. I don't really know that there's an obvious trade there. But that's it. Honestly, I've looked through every other kind of trending thing this holiday season, and I haven't seen anything that appears to be easily investable. Let's take a look at the comments, see if we're missing anything.
No, I've been scanning. I haven't seen anything.
The JCPenney awkward Christmas photo shoot trend.
That is a huge trend, by the way. I love it. But
you have your family portraits done.
Penny's go bankrupt? Like, where do they sit in solvency land?
Is that still a public company even? There's no way.
They were a public company. I don't know if they still are.
It used to be JCP, right?
No, dude. They're not.
No.
They're not.
There's still a stock on the German exchange with JCP related to JCPenney.
They went bankrupt. JCPNQ? Is that? Oh, my God. It can't be good.
Yeah.
Gingerbread girl doesn't seem like a safe for work search term. We have the whole Barbie trend this year and the pink everything, but that's kind of feel like that's old now.
Yeah, I'm not trading Mattel on Barbie. We talked about this a number of times. The market for Mattel is looking beyond Barbie sales. So it's one of those things where no matter how good of a holiday season they have off of Barbie, I don't think they get rewarded for it because it's going to be a sell the news, what's next. It's more about kind of future guidance beyond the holiday season for Mattel than whatever they did right now off of Barbie. Now, if they can announce another Barbie movie or something else to extend that brand reach, maybe. But I'm not seeing it right now.
Which toy maker was it that laid off like 1,100 employees and bonused their CEO and COO and one other person like $21 million? Is that Hasbro or was that? I think it was Hasbro.
I did not see. Hasbro, someone's saying. By the way, I know ugly Christmas sweaters are not in anymore, but you know, this is from years ago.
Snoopy and Black Cat jumping over the moon. What's going on there?
I love this my cat's jumping.
Is that homemade?
Yeah. Somebody homemade it. Well, we didn't home make it, but someone homemade it. Yeah. It all comes back to Tesla. I don't know if Tesla counts as a holiday purchase.
That does remind me, my favorite SNL bit is where the guy that lost his job buys his wife a Lexus for Christmas.
Yeah, that was
it's a riff off the December to Remember advertisements from Lexus. And she's like, you bought a car for Christmas?
There is a bit of a Tesla holiday play, though, because I believe the tax credit, that $7,500 tax credit, ends at the end of the year. So based on the current tax guidelines. So that could be your Tesla holiday trend. And did you hear that Apple's having to like stop selling Apple Watches?
Yes. So there's
a bit of a there was a rush to get your Apple Watch before they got pulled from shelves because of a patent infringement thing that they're fixing with software, but
yeah, so they've got a patent infringement on their pulse ox sensor. Is it a software thing? I thought that was the hardware sensor that the patent was over.
I read that they're addressing fixing it through software and waiting for whoever to approve that as a fix, like the courts to decide that actually solved the problem.
Yeah, right. Because the problem is they can't import while there's a claim on that IP.
Yeah. Sounds like a real way to sabotage a tech company. All you have to do is file a patent claim and then you stop all their sales.
No, I think there was a court decision or there was a pending court decision. And Apple chose to suspend imports while it was still an issue and sales while it was still an issue. Yeah. So they're trying to stay ahead of it.
I want to address KW's question. The question is, did we figure out a way to invest in Prime energy drinks? So for anyone following the energy drink sector and also the hydration drink sector, you're probably well aware of Logan Paul and KSI's Prime Energy. It's been one of the hottest beverage drinks for the past year and a half. I'll tell you something that almost nobody in the world knows. There is a way to invest in that company that anybody can do. Nobody knows this. Dave and I are invested. How are we invested? Well, Logan Paul had an NFT project called 99 Originals. It was him traveling the world for 99 days and taking a Polaroid every day. And he sold each Polaroid that was attached to an NFT. So there were 99 NFTs. They currently trade on a secondary market, so anybody in the world can buy one. And each NFT holder gets 1% of 1% of anything that Logan makes off of Prime Energy. That's one of the benefits of this DAO, 99 Originals. So if Logan Paul ends up, you know, making $500 million when they sell Prime Energy, then he will put, that would be what, $5 million into the DAO. And if you own one of these, you'll get
1/99th of it.
That,
yeah.
Which is $50,000.
Yeah. So I don't know about you, but I have two of these NFTs, and I have just in the past couple of weeks received offers that keep going up. I think $25,000 offers for these NFTs that I bought.
Yeah, I'm really disgusted with myself because I'm actually very active in the DAO, and I'm part of, like, you know, I work with the DAO in terms of trying to, we're talking about exciting things to do with our DAO money, to invest and things that we can create that would be affiliated with Logan. But I sold two of my three, so I only have one, Dave. I'm really pissed off. I sold at the worst possible time. I only have one left, and the floor price on those is up to like $70,000, I think, right? $60,000-$70,000. It's crazy. I'm pissed off, dude. I wish I would have kept all three at this point. And the reason why people are doing that, I think, is because
it has to be. That's the only monetary. It's Prime, tied directly to a monetary outcome from a Logan Paul project.
But Prime just signed Patrick Mahomes as one of their spokespeople. And that was a really, really big win for Prime Energy. So, or Prime Hydration, whatever.
And by the way, we're not promoting 99 Originals. We know that Logan Paul has had all sorts of problems with his projects in the past. This is something that when they were doing it, Chris and I had crazy amounts of money in our brokerage accounts. We were trying to diversify into weird things like NFTs and collectibles. We also have CryptoPunks, and you have a Bored Ape. And so we're by no means, Chris was milking cats and doing all sorts of weird things. We just got into these before we even thought about the Prime Energy angle on it. And the fact is now there is this, and who knows, it could all be rug pulled. It could, we're not promoting. We're just saying that we happen to own amongst us three of these 99 originals.
Like I said, it's something that you know we own. I have some fun with the DAO. I think I met a lot of really cool people through the DAO and having fun with it. By no means promoting it for you guys to buy. Like, you should definitely not be throwing money into NFTs to speculate on, you know, some random thing that the NFT is affiliated with, in this case, Prime Energy. But I'm just saying, like, it's a weird way. And I think that's why the price is going up, because some people
have found out
that you can get a piece of Prime by owning. Honestly, the prices were sitting at $16,000 forever. And for them to spike up that much is kind of ridiculous all at once. But not promoting. Anyway, guys.
And like, think about how illiquid the NFT market kind of is these days.
Totally
the
illiquid.
Price could spike up because there's one person who wants to buy and he keeps bidding on things, and the lowest selling price happens to be $70,000. Nobody's willing to sell them because they're kind of collectibles. And like,
correct.
I haven't put mine up for sale.
Well, it can go down to like $5,000 in a second, right?
Yeah,
like
overnight.
If the buyer goes away, there's not a huge market. There's only 99 of these. There's not a huge market for them. I think there's like 50 holders. Anyway, this ended up being a random episode.
Totally random episode. But I mean, it's kind of things we wanted to talk about, but didn't have a dedicated show for it. And trends in general are kind of our investing bread and butter, and just trying to sort through them. It's a conversation that you and I have like off the air. And so it's, I think it's interesting to have it on the air.
Yes, definitely. All right. So I need to go shop for my Carhartt vest right now, guys. So I might need to hop.
You should do that. And
if we come up with something great to talk about next week, maybe we'll do a New Year's episode. And I think we have to hit Dumb Money hard in January. I think what we want to do is get off of the social arb for a few weeks and really hammer down on some just general investing principles that we follow that we think are really important for New Year kind of thinking. Everyone's thinking about money in January. Where do I go with this? You know, how do I balance risk reward with equities in the market? We'll talk a little bit about macro stuff, just different ways to kind of strategize about portfolio mix. I even want to talk about stuff like retirement, some of the ways that we work our IRAs, Dave. I want to talk about some of the more structural things that we have to think about as investors that we don't often talk about on this show because we're focused on social R. But I would like to do a bunch of that in January because it is important. And I know it's on everyone's mind, right? Everyone thinking about, I need to make some money next year. How am I going to do it?
Well, we will do that. And the only way to know when we're doing it is if you're subscribed. And if you want to give us a Christmas gift this year, you have to tell 5 friends to subscribe, because based on the number of people watching right this very minute, if each of you had 5 people subscribe, we would hit our 100K by the end of the year. That's our Christmas wish.
Very true. Oh, Vita Coco Company. Someone's saying up your date. I didn't look into that one. I will, and I'll kind of post some data in the Discord, guys. So if you're interested in Vita Coco, I am invested in a private company in Thailand that manufactures about 50% of the world's pink coconut water. So I do have a lot of insight into the coconut sector.
That's a very weird investment that you got involved with. I remember we had dinner with the king of coconuts in Thailand.
Yes.
And I don't know how you found this investment, but we should tell that story someday.
Yeah, and we're about to double our capacity on the manufacturing line, Dave, this next year. Are you invested? I don't remember.
No, I didn't get in.
We're putting in
maybe
new
through
equipment.
Some random SPV or something.
Yeah, basically, if you almost all the coconut water that you see in stores, 50% chance it's made in our little factory in Thailand. And we basically, you know, white label it for all these stores. Most of them, actually. It's a good little investment. All right, guys.
All right. That's going to do it for this one. Thank you guys so much. If we don't see you until the new year, happy new year. Have a very Merry Christmas. We are Dumb Money. We will see you in 2024.